Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is...
From historic Tiger Field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, proudly brings you the Redding Colt 45s as they take on New Baseball Order. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be on this balmy Saturday evening here in Redding, California, where temperatures reach all the way up to 116 degrees today, 113 in some parts, 116 from other parts. It was hot. It was steamy. This was the kind of day to go up north to Siskiyou County and get some mountains and some fresh air, maybe even take a three-hour trip down to Eureka before coming back here for some baseball tonight as the Redding Colt 45s are about to stand at attention as we are about to have a playing of the national anthem, or excuse me, a singing of the national anthem.
Perfect. That had it.
Alright,
go ahead, Dumpy. You should be good.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight rests over us? Moonlight stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly free. And rockets rang high, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land
and so here we go as we are celebrating the 100th year anniversary of Tiger Field at its exact location. And again, talking with our local baseball player, former Toronto Blue Jays outfielder Rick Bassetti, and gave me a rundown on some amazing history. And before we get to that history, though, we'll give you the starting lineup for the Colt 45s who pummeled Sacramento New Baseball Order last night, 12-2, being led by Trey Thomas, who hit a home run and a triple, and the Colt 45s were able to put up 6 runs in the third inning to cruise to an easy victory in yesterday's game. And so, leading off will be Dusty Vela batting first. He'll be playing shortstop, and then followed by Giacomo Crosetti batting second in center field. He had an outfield assist to save a run and push the momentum in the Colt 45's favor. Batting third is Hunter Reed from Texas A&M Texarkana. batting third at designated hitter, and then batting fourth is the big man on campus, Trey Thomas, who is getting the start at cleanup, playing first. Batting fifth is Jeremy Giesig, another one of the two outfield assists at home plate. He'll be playing in left field again tonight. And then batting sixth is Mason Johnson, the sure-handed third baseman who has made much improvement on his defensive game out there in the hot corner. Batting seventh is Patrick Fragoso at second base. And then batting eighth is Eric Aguayo. And then batting ninth is Mason Cassian, who has really been making sharp contact. He'll be playing in right field instead of the catching spot. And on the mound for the Reading Colt 45s is Reese Fairweather, the left-handed 6'4" pitcher from Melbourne, Australia. So Reese, who in his last start here at Tiger Field ended up going 5 strong innings, allowing just 1 run, and ended up getting the victory. And so we'll see how the Colt 45s fare with Fairweather on the mound. The Aussie, and again, the brand new walls being painted yellow along the right field and right center gaps, and left center gaps. And so again, we bring you some of the history. And before we get more on that, another shout out to Tyler Chapman in the downtown booth, holding down the sound and keeping us live today. How you doing down there, Tyler?
Believe it or not, I'm doing pretty well. Went and actually played some baseball this morning with my brothers. Didn't get a dinger, but right off the wall there.
Well, that's great to hear, man. It's a family affair, no doubt. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing. And so, again, for the Reading Colt 45s who are at this field, this particular version of Tiger Field since 1923. But as it turns out, that this field was actually rotated a good 90 degrees from where it used to be. So let me explain. Where home field sits now is where right field used to be. And then the field itself used to be situated centered around home plate. And that is why you have the lights the way that they are, centered around the field, almost kind of crooked like. When the lights went up in 1948, the field was still centered around where the basketball courts and the tennis courts are now. And that was because Cypress Avenue had not been paved yet. And so what you ended up happening was, with Cypress Avenue not being paved, players could hit the ball, and besides a few horse buggies and a few vehicles around, you wouldn't have to worry about it. But once Cypress ended up getting paved, that's when the field eventually shifted to where it is at currently. Tiger Field, as it stands now, in 1923. So that's the history on historic Tiger Field, celebrating 100 years, the lights still remaining the same, and of course, going through a few upgrades throughout the years, as Wyatt Winowski is going to lead things off. So the left-handed hitter,
for 7 Charlie, Wyatt Winowski.
Here's Fairweather, the first pitch. Curveball on the outside corner there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Fairweather looking in, gets the sign. The Aussie winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. Another curveball that stays just a little bit up for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike. And again, you know, something interesting that we see now more often, Tyler, is the trend of starting breaking ball and then going to your fastball. Why do you think that's become really sort of a trend, and why it can be a little bit difficult for hitters to pick up on?
Well, I think that it's a chess match, you know, and when you're up there and they're looking fastball. You try to set them off balance immediately, and then you can finish them off with your hard step, the slider and the fastball and the splitter.
14 fastball missing high to Wynalski, and the count is 2-2. Fairweather looking in. He'll whip and deliver. The 2-2 pitch is missed a little up for ball three, so combination of fastball, changeup, and curveball missing just a little high to Wynalski there. Fairweather, he'll whip and fire. The 3-2 pitch, curveball swung on, fouled back. And what is a very sparse crowd here at Tiger Field. And the heat has been so bad today that the refrigerator went out. And so right now there's only being candy served at the Snack Shack today. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Two-seam fastball rings up Wynalski. He who gets caught looking is lost, and there is one away. Nice bit of pitching there from Fairweather, who didn't exactly get off to the sharp start that he wanted, but was able to battle back and get the strike three called, and now here is Ian Heck. The pitch to Heck. That swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul, and out of play with the Reading Library as the backdrop where you can print out papers and copies for 25 cents, and I believe it's 50 cents if you want it in color. 1-1 the count to Heck. Here's Fairweather. He'll whip and deliver. The 1-1 pitch taken just a bit high. For ball two, the Reading Colt 45s wearing their white uniforms with yellow sleeves and black socks. 2-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lined hard into center field for a base hit. Over to get it is Crescetti cutting it off. Is Vela, and with one out, Sacramento NBO has a man aboard.
Okay. Shortstop, number three, Brett Griffin.
And now here is Brett Griffin. Fairweather. He'll set this team coming by way of Antelope, California, taking high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. A nice mixture of players from the West Coast and the East Coast. 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball zipped it high into foul territory. Giving chase is Fairweather. Fairweather better get out of the way, and he kind of mucked that up. Oh, boy. Down the third baseline, Fairweather trying to make a play. That's one of those where if you're the pitcher, you got to get out of the way and let the catcher and third baseman do the catching. Kind of created a little bit of a traffic jam halfway between third and home, 1-1.
My coach always used to say, let the real fielders field.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, one hopper to first to Thomas. Thomas fires the second with the tag applied by Vela. And there were some real fielders there. So after a bit of a slight barbecue stain on his white T-shirt, taking care of business is Fairweather. A 3-6 double play to end the inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Reading Colt 45s coming up, no score.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting better too gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match there. But a night is a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come
owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tonight's Reading Colt 40 Buzz baseball sponsor is North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. We go to the bottom of the first inning, celebrating historic Tiger Field and speaking with Rick Bassetti. We actually have a quote that was received a long time ago by Hall of Fame left-handed pitcher Lefty O'Doul. Yeah, so Lefty O'Doul, who was born and raised in San Francisco, was once quoted as saying the three best hitters that he ever got to see. That was Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, and then the little bull, Ray Perry, who was the player, manager, and head coach for the Reading Browns between 1947 and 1952. Again, just so much history with this ball club, and maybe this year or maybe even the next year will be the time where we see one of our former Colts get drafted to the MLB. Pitch on the outside corner taken for a strike to Dusty Vela, and the count is 0-1. Noah Lindholm, the 0-1 pitch. That's a fastball upstairs for ball one. A little shimmy-shimmy action there by Vela. Lindholm looking in. He will set. Winds and fires. 1-1 pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. One, two, pitch, curveball in the dirt for ball two. And so for Lindholm, who comes, hey, wait, here's the 2-2 pitch. 2-2, fastball swung on and bounced to short. Nice one-handed scoop to throw to first in time. Nice play there by Brett Griffiths. I mean, there's always that risk when you try to take on that one hopper. If you completely miss it, that ball is in left field and you're charged with an error. But Griffiths, though, able to stop the ball, scoop hard, and like a violent ice cream scoop trying to take three scoops for one, able to glove it, make a good throw. And with one away, here is Giacomo Crisetti. The pitch to Crisetti, that is taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And can't wait to take some pictures of them afterward and get a chance to do the story I'm planning to do on Crisetti, both on his great uncle, Frankie Crisetti, who played for the Yankees, but also how he came back into baseball after nearly quitting. Just an inspiring story. And again, he said much of it had to do with just the fact that COVID sort of took it away. Here's the 2-0 hit. Swung on that ball is grounded hard up the middle for a base hit by Crisetti and into left field. To get it is Wynalski. And so for Crisetti, just a guy right now who's just having so much fun. And again, you know, this, what happened 2 years ago was just so, so tough. I mean, it played in impact on everybody's lives. I mean, Tyler, for you, I mean, when we literally had a 9-month span where it all seemed like the only thing that was on TV was the UFC. How was that period of time for you?
Oh, well, that was tough. My old man happened to pass away right during that time, and opening day was something we always watched, and we didn't get to watch it that year.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Well, glad that it's better times now, and got your daughter, too. How's she doing in the junior Giants?
She's doing well. She is going to her first practice next week.
Nice. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back by Hunter Reed. Reed from Plano, Texas, leads the Reading Colt 45s with home runs. OT pitch throw first and then back on the bag. Goes Corsetti. Oh, and see the count to Reed. Corsetti not going. Pitch is taken in the dirt. So one ball and two strikes for Reed, who has hit 7 home runs this season for the Reading Colt 45s. Again, playing at Texas A&M Texarkana, and he'll be bringing a couple of his teammates from the Colt 45s with him back to Texas. There goes Trissetti. 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded hard into the hole in the left field for a base hit. Holding it, there it is, Corsetti. That was a well-executed hit-and-run play there by the Colt 45s. As Corsetti went in motion, the shortstop shifted to second, and for Reed, able to hit it where the shortstop wasn't. So, keeping it simple. And the Colt 45s with runners at the corners, looking to jump on top of Sacramento new baseball order, and here is Trey Thomas. And for Thomas, who has hit 2 home runs this year, the pitch to Thomas that swung on and fouled away. Hit his second home run in last night's game, but his first, though, was arguably the farthest that's been probably hit as far as depth-wise this season. A couple of weeks ago, hit one in that 400 mark in left center. So he's a guy with some pop. 0-1 pitch. Four-seamer taken just a bit high. So one ball and one strike to count to Trey Thomas. 5'10" out of the capital city of Carson City, Nevada. One pitch, swung on, that ball is smoked hard into right center for a base hit. In to score easily is Corsetti. Moving to third is Reed, and the Colt 45s lead 1-0. So Trey Thomas is continuing to hit the ball well this series. And a guy who is just so quiet. But, man, when he gets to hitting, it becomes a different story altogether.
Left fielder, number 29, Jeremy.
And now here is Jeremy Giesig. The pitch to Giesig, that's taken a little high for ball one. You know, when I think about Carson City, are you a big Jackie Chan guy?
You know what,
Tyler?
I'm a Jackie Chan guy because I'm a Bruce Lee guy, so yeah.
You're a Jackie Chan guy because you're a Bruce Lee guy. Okay, makes sense. Anyway, 1-0 pitch taken just a little high for ball two. But yeah, the movie Shanghai Noon, they talk about Carson City all the time. And that movie,
I have not seen that one in a while.
What?
I have not seen that one in a while. It's a good movie.
Oh, man, total, like, faux pas history. Absolutely nothing about it makes sense. But it's a good one. But, yeah, no, they mentioned Carson City, like, as, like, the backdrop. got some good shots of the Sierra Nevadas, but I'm telling you, I bet you that the entire, like, Wild West scene probably filmed on some back studio in Burbank.
Oh, guarantee it.
Guaranteed. Here's the 2-0 pitch taken high for ball three.
It reminds me of Austin Powers, that scene where he says, it's funny how England looks exactly like Southern California. It's just funny.
You're right. Oh, so true. Yeah, no, well, I'm not going to talk about that one. All right, so 3-0 the count. Here's Lindholm looking into Giesig, and he'll step off. Well, speaking of movies, do you like the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, I just watched that for the very first time last year, and it made me cry. Very good.
Yeah. Well, guess what? As the 3-0 pitch is taken high for ball four, Giesig draws the walk and the bases are loaded. Do you know that the last remaining movie cast member from that movie, Carolyn Grimes, lives in the North State?
Oh, really?
She lives in Lake Shastina, and she played Lulu.
Okay.
She's the one where, Jimmy Stewart is holding her pitch, yeah, taking four strikes, in the famous line of, look, Daddy, every time bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's
paraphrasing,
awesome.
Of course. 1-0-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third, stepping on the bag at the corner. The throw to first in time, and that takes care of the Reading Colt 45s. You get the bases loaded, but Mason Johnson bounces out softly, a 5-3 double play to end the inning, but not before the hot man of the week, Trey Thomas, puts the Reading Colt 45s on the board with an RBI single into right field that scores Giacomo Crosetti. One run, two hits, two men left, and at the end of the first inning, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Jolson, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then, he's hit a good 12 more. Jolson, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Top of the second, and it's the Aussies taking the mound for the Reading Colt 45s. Had a gentle first inning, allowed a base hit, but then got out of the inning with a 3-6 double play by Brett Griffiths. And so here is Keith Shelton to lead things off. Pitch is taken on the outside corner there for a strike. Two-seam fastball there. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 kick. That swung on and misses strike two. And so for Fairweather, working with that fastball on Shelton. Fairweather winds and fires the 0-2 pitch. That is swung on and missed. Man, three straight fastballs to Shelton, who couldn't catch up, and there's one away. And again, the one thing that, again, it's not just the fact that the Colt 45s win, but the fact that you just see so much improvement in the 2 months that they are here.
It's not even the same ball club.
Oh, what?
It's not even the same ball club.
Oh, man, not even the same ball club. That's for one. But then you look at a guy like Fairweather who, you know, when he came in, he was just a reliever. And you just wondered, you know, if he was going to find his command, if he was going to just be able to throw strikes. Because when he was on, it's good stuff. His curveball is active as the 1-0 hitch is swung on and foul tipped. Curveball was active. He can throw that fastball hard, you know, 85 to 86. But, man, just you were wondering if he was ever going to find his command. Well, safe to say in these last few weeks, he has found his command, and he could even become a starter now at the four-year level. 2-1 count. Here's the 2-1 pitch inside for Baldry, and boy, if he walks him, I'm gonna feel real bad right now.
Yeah, you know, he probably will. See, the jinx works both ways.
I reverse jinx this next pitch. The 3-1 pitch. Nope, jinx is on. That's ball four.
All right.
That's right. All right. Well, Carter Jones draws the walk, and so for Fairweather, with one out, going to try to see what he can do against Duncan Hansen. So Duncan Hansen, who attends American River College, just outside of Sacramento. The pitch to Hansen, that's taken away for ball one. Throw to first. Back on the bag goes Jones. So Hansen, spelled H-A-N-S-E-N, kind of like the organic sodas, if you can call a soda organic. Seems like a marketing ploy there.
Oh, absolutely.
One pitch. That's a curveball on the outside corner, but they do taste pretty refreshing.
Those are really good sodas, man.
Yeah. I'm definitely not hating on the Hansen brand at all. One ball and one strike. Here's Fairweather. He'll look, wind, and fire. Swung on, grounded to second. Oh, nice play there. The throw to first in time. Nice play by Patrick Fragoso on the four-handed scoop. Falling away from his body, makes an accurate throw to Thomas, and there's two away.
This is 27
Alpha. Man. Fragoso was playing so close to second. You were wondering if he was going to be able to catch up and keep that ball from going into right field. And he did that and more. Now to Henry Palmer, who takes a changeup on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1. Fairweather looking good with the high top socks, the stirrups. 0-1 pitch, two-seamer runs to the inside corner, swung on and missed for strike two to Palmer. No balls and two strikes. With Jones at second, Colt 45's lead 1-0. The 0-2 pitch, straight fastball, swung on, lifted softly into foul territory along the first base side. Under it, trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch, but couldn't find it. Is Thomas, and so Palmer remains at bat. No balls and two strikes. Again, the mixture in the sun and shade combining together. 0-2 pitch, two-seamer runs away from Fairweather. Nice play by Aguayo to keep it in front. 1-2, Fairweather. He'll set, wind and fire, the 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. And down goes Palmer. I got a kind of feel for Palmer right now. That ball was a bit high, and he's kind of wondering, like, was that a strike? Well, the Colbert Evers get the benefit of the doubt on that one as Fairweather has three strikeouts in two innings of work. No runs, no hits, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the second. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Holy shooting stars, wake up.
it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Reading Colt 45. Second baseman, number 8, Patrick Fregoso.
Bottom of the second, and here is Patrick Fregoso to lead things off. So Fregoso going to be followed by Eric Aguayo, and then Mason Cassingham. Pitch to Fregoso. That's a curveball that stays very high for ball one. Man, that curveball that didn't exactly curve. It just sort of dipped above the head of Fregoso. Here's the 1-0 pitch in the dirt for ball two. And so again, for the Reading Colt 45s who've been so good at drawing walks. In fact, boy, 218 walks. And that's just over a 35-game period. I mean, the amount of plate discipline, the way that these guys get on base, pretty good coaching on Bob Anderson's part.
Did you say 235?
I said 218.
218?
Although I have yesterday's numbers, I didn't print anything out today. So it's probably around, you know, the 220 range now, but here's the 3-1 pitch. That's taken on the outside corner for a strike. Straight four seam there. Two Fregoso by Lindholm. Lindholm looking in. And he'll set. 3-2 pitch taken upstairs for ball four. And so,
you ready for the
Patrick Fregoso draws the leadoff walk.
0-3-8-1-8. All right, here's the test. Zero.
And so, talking about the history of Tiger Field and spoken to some local umpires who said that Dustin Pedroia and C.C. Sabathia came up as members of a Sacramento American Legion team here in 1996. But, of course, you have to mention the locals as well. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, well, he was at Pleasant Valley High School. He was a baseball player, and he played travel ball. For, of course, deciding to become Super Bowl champion and now the quarterback for the New York Jets.
It's going to be strange to see him in a Jets uniform.
Well, it's kind of like when we saw Brett Favre as the 2-0 hit swung on, grounded to short, the turn to second for one. The throw to first, and that's a double play. So Aguayo hits it hard, but right to Brett Griffiths, who turns the 6-4-3. And so with two outs, here is Mason Cassingham. And so for Cassingham, the switch here going to the righty stance.
1-4.
Against Lindholm. And so for Cassingham, who will be heading to Waco, Texas after that, hasn't given us the school that he's going to be going to yet, but hoping to build on his baseball career after not even cracking the varsity roster until his junior year and had a breakout season. Had four home runs with UPrep his junior year, and then senior year he actually said was kind of a down year for him. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on, slow roller to short. Up with it, the throw to first in time by Brett Griffiths, and that takes care of Castleham, and that ends the inning. And so for Lindholm, he's able to settle down after giving up the walk, gets Aguayo to ground into a double play, and then Castleham rolls to short. No runs, no hits, nobody left, and at the end of two, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento. New baseball order, 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products where they concentrate on industrial automation, lighting, distribution, data communications, and more for the industrial and construction markets. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. We'll be right back. For those who try to flex, I'm a quick neck ringer. For those who think the rhyme is wiggity whack, I'm a stinger. The G, the R, the I, the F, the E, the Y. See, I'm 6'3 and rough, so why try to step to number 24, cooling in the flat? You get cracked with a baseball bat. Yeah, one likes the bat and the other likes the battle. One from Cincinnati and the other from Seattle.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Top of the third inning, and it's time for everybody's favorite retired Hall of Famer in the Blacktop Baseball League, Tyler Chapman. What's going on? It's time for Cappy's Hot Corner.
Hey, you're in a Sandlot superstar too, pal. All right, tonight we celebrate Tigers' year's 100-year anniversary. A lot has changed in the century since the historic ballpark was built. Here's a brief list of those changes. 1928, WRGV in New York became the first TV station. 1930, RCA released the first vinyl. 1941, the United States entered World War II. 1953, rock and roll took America by storm. 63, the Beatles released their first record. 72, United States pulled out of Vietnam. 1987, the first CD was released. The Internet became available in 1995. 2005, Facebook launched. In 2014, Russia annexed Crimea. And in 2020, COVID-19 shut down the world. That's a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. That's baseball on the radio. That happened in 1921 for the first time. And just like Tiger Field, it's still around today. Back to you, Ethan.
Yeah, no, the radio is the true art form to describing, and that's honestly, here's the 0-2 pitch swung on and a little roller 40 feet in front. Aguayo's got ready to throw to first, not in time. And so Drew Hansen aboard on a 40-foot infield roller. And so, with a man at first, here is Wyatt Wynalski. And I keep hearing about, Tyler, how radio's going to go away. It's not going to go away, man. People are always going to enjoy music on the radio.
Well, here's the thing, Ethan. Here's the thing, though. Podcasts have kind of taken over that role, and it's still audio formatting. It's still the same thing as radio.
Mm-hmm. 1-0 count. 2 Wynalski swings and misses at a fastball. First strike one. And so Wynalski, who is tonight's beer batter, I think that's the only thing that might be on tap because the food got spoiled after the refrigerator went out. So got to get your carbs in somehow. One ball and two strikes. Fairweather, the 1-2 pitch to Wynalski. Oh, just missed with the fastball. A little high above the belt buckle. Fairweather looking in. He'll set. To Wynalski. 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled away.
That foul ball brought to you by North State Security. on duty for...
So two balls and two strikes, and again, talking about the history of this game. 2-2 pitch swung on, that ball is lifted over the third base side and foul, and some kids are going to end up with a souvenir. So, two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, roller up the middle, scooped under the glove. Up for Goso and into center. And so, for Wynalski, able to find it where the fielders weren't. It looked like Fregoso had himself a diving chance, went to scoop, and he just missed the ball by a hair, and it rolled into center field. So back-to-back, they hit Hansen to second, and now here's Ian Heck. The pitch to Heck swung on, fouled back.
That foul ball.
Speaking of history, on this day in 1876, we had baseball's first ever recorded no-hitter by George Bradley of the St. Louis Brown Stockings, which, if I'm not mistaken, were the St. Louis Browns. The 0-1 pitch swung on in the dirt. Aguayo couldn't find it. It eventually recovers around the netting. To third goes Hansen. Into second goes Wynalski. You can almost kind of feel, too, Tyler, that there's some, you know, again, the game within the game. You're trying to, you know, earn a spot. And so far between Cassingham and Aguayo, 1-1 pitch is taken away for ball two. Almost a little bit of a competition, you can kind of tell, between Cassingham and Aguayo for that spot behind home plate.
Oh, you got to compete out there. It's a sport, and that's what you got to do.
2-1 pitch swung on, grounded to short. Up with it, the throw to first in time by Vela to take care of Ian Heck. However, Hansen comes home to score on the grounder, and the Colt 45s are tied with Sacramento NBO 1-1.
Shortstop number 3, Brett Griffiths.
And now here is Brett Griffiths. The pitch to Griffith. Swung on, and that ball is flied high into center. Coming under it, seven steps, running and making the catch two hands is Prosetti, and that ends the inning. So for Sacramento NBL, they are able to tie it up with two base hits, a wild pitch from Fairweather, and then a grounder by Ian Heck to bring home Hansen. One run on two hits, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45s and Sacramento NBO tied up 1-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
We go to the bottom of the third inning as we celebrate 100 years of history at Tiger Field. And again, mentioning the fact that, you know, before 1935, there really wasn't access to get to to the field. I mean, the Diesel Horse Bridge was built in 1915, but that was one bridge that connected Redding and that allowed you to get over the Sacramento River. And so we had the Ted Lyon Memorial Bridge that was built in 1935, and that made it easier to get to what is modern-day Cypress Avenue. As the first pitch slow on that ball is lined into center, into left center for a base hit by Dusty Vela to lead things off. And so for Vela, hitting well in the leadoff spot, gets the Colt 45s with a man aboard, and now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So for Crosetti, who had a single and then came home to score on the RBI knock by Trey Thomas. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. And so for Crosetti, said he will be committing soon. Here's the 0-1 pitch that swung on and missed for strike two off the glove of Hansen, and into second goes Vela on the pass ball. So 0-2 the count, and Crosetti said that he will be signing soon to a school in Iowa. So again, glad to see that many of these guys at the junior college level will be moving on. 0-2 pitch, high fastball taken for strike three, and down goes Crosetti. And so Crosetti, lifting his hand, saying the fastball was high. So one out, and let me ask you philosophically, Tyler, you know, if it's the difference between taking a bad pitch for a called strike three versus swinging at it, what's your philosophy on that?
Oh, you know, I love my dude Pablo Sandoval. If it's between striking out, swinging, you look better doing that, and you look like a fool watching it go by.
Man, I do miss Pablo Sandoval. I mean, you know, that era between the Dodgers and the Giants, watching Sandoval and Yasiel Puig.
Oh man,
go at it. Oh gosh,
those are the days, and it's only been 10 years.
Well, no pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted into deep right field, going back near the warning track and making the catch. Is Henry Palmer tagging up to second and going to third? Is Vela. So for Reed, who flies out. And so with two away, here is Trey Thomas. So Thomas, who has been hitting the ball well so far this series, is 1-for-1 with the lone run batted in for the Colt 45s, who are tied at one. And now with the man at third, the Colt 45s are going to call upon the Carson City, Nevada native to do some more damage. He takes high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Thomas, whose mom works in the state Nevada legislature, isn't a lawmaker, but she did say that she does help with the writing and the scripting of drafts. I mean, you know, so much. We talk about so much about the importance of the national government, but one thing I love about, you know, KCNR, just the radio station in general, is how it addresses local politics and gets it from all sides.
Very important.
One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on, hit hard down the third baseline. That's a fair ball into the corner. Thomas strikes again. He's wearing number 21, and that is two aces and a 10 to score two, and the Colt 45s lead 2-1. So Trey Thomas, who is just finding his groove right now, 2-for-2 now with two runs batted in. It is his week, and now here is Jeremy Giese. Here is Thomas. He'll take off for second, and he is caught stealing for out number three. So he was picked off by Lindholm, had no choice but to go to second. And so the Colt 45s are out of the inning, but not before Thomas adds another run batted in. He owns both of the Colt 45s runs. One run on two hits. Nobody left, and at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Designated hitter, number 15.
Well, we just had the pizza delivery race here in the... As we go to the top of the fourth inning. Leading off is Keith Shelton, who takes inside for ball one. One ball and no strike. Shout out to Todd Canfield, who is working today, man. He looked like... Man, Todd Canfield, the father of Thomas Canfield, 1-1 pitch swung on and by the way, man, that guy looks so red. I mean, he's wearing a Texas Ranger outfit. And this guy looked like he just mowed about 10 acres of corn, man. Whew. He is having himself a good time right now. Here's the one. Two pitch swung on and it bounces short. Up with it is Vela. The throw to first is in time and there's one away. Man, defensively, this Colt 45 team looking very sharp.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ethan. That's going to jinx it. We've been playing terrible defense.
Not. Yeah.
I'm just playing, good. Man. I'm just playing.
Nah, I mean, I like to play. I see, I'm not. I don't know. I'm not a big curse guy.
No, I know.
Ever since the Boston Red Sox broke the curse of the Bambino.
And the Cubbies.
Now. And the Cubbies too, man. They went through my Dodgers to do it.
That was one of the best World Series I've ever seen, for sure.
Yeah. You know what was great? I actually went to a game that series because Lord knows when there's history being made, you gotta sit in the cheap seats. 1-1 pitch, one. That ball is laser down the right field line. That's a fair ball into the corner by Carter Jones. Jones going to head for a slide into second, and he has himself a double. And so for Jones, who is reached base twice, and again, for the Colt 45s who beat this team last night, 12-2, we're right now only ahead 2-1. Got to make sure that they keep their focus even on a hot day like this. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner taken for a strike. 0-1. Fairweather. He'll set wind in by the 0-1 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball one. Skips by Arguello. And over to third goes Jones and Jones, 90 feet away from tying this game up. So again, probably the toughest job besides being the home plate umpire tonight is working the backstop as the catcher. 1-1 pitch, one. That ball is lined hard down the first base side and foul. One ball and two strikes. Little rope over the first base coach. And so for Fairweather, trying to knuckle down and strand the runner at third. One ball and two strikes to count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, protective swing up along the first base side and foul, and we'll roll into the stands.
On Balls Ferry Road in Anderson.
One ball and two strikes to count. Shout out to Sue McLean and Carl Bauer, our boss, who is listening in on the game tonight periodically. Good people that we have here at KCNR. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Man, buckle your shoelaces for strike three. Man, that was a curveball that left Hanson tongue twisted, and there's two away. Man, that curveball was so nasty. It looked like Fairweather tied his shoelaces together and short of falling down. That was the effects. Boy, Fairweather, this Aussie can pitch. Here's the delivery now to Henry Palmer that swung on and fouled away. Man, I mean, everything about Fairweather, just his delivery, his body language. I mean, even his mustache is real crisp, too. So gentlemanly. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on and fouled away.
I'm surprised you haven't said that the curveball is taking him down under.
Well, it hasn't taken him down under because that curveball wasn't even in the dirt. I mean, it was just a straight. It definitely took you to 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Strike three called. Take him to Outback. Four innings of work. And Reese Fairweather is feeling it. So Reese Fairweather with five strikeouts and four innings of work, and he isn't showing any signs of slowing down. Let's see what the Colt 45s can do offensively now to help out its pitcher as they lead 2-1 against Sacramento NBO on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Well, bottom of the fourth inning, and speaking of Reading natives, and again, you know, we are a sports broadcast, so we are not talking anything political here. But we do have to mention the fact that Reading native 2019 Bologna d'Or winner Megan Rapinoe is playing in her last World Cup, and, you know, just an amazing, amazing athlete, what she has done. Gold medalist, Olympian, and her skills as a soccer player, her free kicks, her tenaciousness. 1-1 pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike two, and the count is 1-2.
Oh, she's my daughter's favorite athlete of all time. She loves her.
That's awesome. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Gise. That swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play.
Ball,
one ball and two strikes. And again, you know, you wouldn't think for an area like this that we have produced some of the America's greatest athletes. 1-2 hits, swung on, lined into center field, and that'll find some fairway. Four base hit. So for Giesing, with a leadoff single. So with Giesig at first, throw over the first, quick tag back on the bag is Giesig. Oh, didn't want another base running blunder. And now, oh man, this is a very heated, man, a very heated Bob Anderson is coming out, and he is saying that there should have been a balk called, and he is pretty irate at the first base umpire, saying that he isn't coming set. Over at first base is Roger Greers in for Bob Anderson. And he's saying that it's the step that he's taking, and that his step is being pivoted towards Giesig. And so Anderson, man, he is pretty heated right now. I mean, I don't think that cold towel is going to be able to cool him off. He better be careful here. And so, right now, Dan Betters is getting involved and trying to play peacekeeper right now. Now the fans are starting to boo and get into it. And right now, gotta admire the diplomacy skills of Betters. Anderson, oh, and Anderson's been thrown! Anderson is right in Betters' grill. He is right in his face. He is talking right to him very, very rudely. We do not have a microphone, but he has been tossed, and he has taken his frustrations from Greer and is giving it to Betters. Oh, man, Betters just got a sniff of that. And now hearing an earful of it is Jeff James. And so this was over the fact that he felt that Noah Lindholm was balking. And so for Bob Anderson, the head coach of the Reading Colt 45s, has been ejected. Man, I've never seen somebody get that fired up over a potential balk like that. You think that might have been a move to try to fire up his offense, maybe noticing that there just something wasn't right in the waters?
I think maybe also it's balks are frustrating. If you see someone doing that, that's a free base you ought to be getting. So,
I mean, we're looking through the webbing here, so we'll try to see what he is talking about. Well, Lindholm is keeping a straight base, fly ball in the right field, under it jogging and making the catch. In right is Henry Palmer, and there's one away. Back to first is Giesig. I don't know. It's so difficult to notice as a left-hander when you're picking up that leg. You have so many different options that you can go to, but, you know, being able to, you know, come in and then quickly step off. But Bob Anderson clearly noticed that he was pivoting as he was lifting that front leg, and here's the pitch swung on, foul back by Patrick Fragoso. So 0-1, so on one hand, Bob Anderson is thrown out of the game. On the other hand, though, he is thrown out of the game and now gets to go sit in the air conditioning in the clubhouse and listen to us. So thanks, Bob, for listening. 0-1 pitch, that swung on and fouled away, slapped down by Marty Bassetti, the nephew of general manager Rick. So no balls and two strikes to count. And I think Marty Bassetti becomes the skipper. Rick Bassetti is always the skipper. There's no doubt who is in charge of this show.
Absolutely.
Throw over to first, who nearly overthrew a nice play at first by Carter Jones. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Colt 45s ahead. 2-1 here with one out. Gesig at first. Lindholm sets. 0-2 pitch, and ooh, that ball looked like it might have hit some barrel, but instead, no, it's going to be a hit by a pitch to Fragoso. So Fragoso goes through the plate appearance gauntlet, was walked, and now he was hit. That ball hit him on the hands, too. That's why he had sort of that wood sound, but I think it was fair to say Dan Betters, the home plate umpire, made the right call there. So one out, 2-1 Colt 45s. And just moments ago, Reading Colt 45s, Bob Anderson was ejected. 0-1, now to Eric Aguayo. Over at second is Gesig. At first is Fragoso. The 0-1 pitch, that swung on and missed. First strike, two. No balls and two strikes to count. Lindholm looking in. He'll set. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt for ball one. And so, for Lindholm. Who comes... Oh, to heck with it. Got a roster with the players not... As they were mentioned, here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to first. The throw to second, dangerous play, and it's a poor throw at first to try to turn the double play, and everybody's going to be safe. E3 by Carter Jones. Man, Carter Jones had the chance to get the simple out and touch first. Instead, tried to get funky with the spices and try to turn a double play 3-6-3, and it backfired. And so for Aguayo. Yep, that was a for sure out. And now with the bases loaded, here is Mason Kazmiam trying to make that error sting. The pitch from Lindholm is swung on, rolled slowly up along the first base side, and foul. And there is August, the 12-year-old. Getting after it, taking care of the foul ball, and there you go. That is our bat boy for today.
Talk about a rally for free, and it's hit by a pitch.
Yeah, talk about the rally over the balk. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on and missed for strike two. Kazmiam chasing out of the zone above his shoulder. So no balls and two strikes, no burgers or hot dogs tonight, but the freezer is still working. So, fans are going to have to You with ice cream. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball one, up and away. Just above the helmet of Cassingham. One ball, two strikes as a flock of Canadian geese are flying around the field. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Cassingham out in front swings and flies his ball into left field and foul and out of play into Narnia. Boy, that ball disappeared. One ball, two strikes with one out. Don't think we've had a case of animal interference at this ballpark during my 10 years broadcaster. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Cassingham rung up on strike three. Straight fastball to the outside corner. Nothing he could do. And there's two away. And so for Lindholm, trying to keep pace in this pitching duel with Reese Fairweather, with the bases loaded, trying to get out of it unscathed. And here is Dusty Vela. And so for Vela, who comes by way of Reedley College, he takes a changeup right on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. 2-1, Colt 45s. A good crowd on hand here. Came a little bit late, but now as the sun is set, the weather getting a lot cooler and more comfortable. 0-1 pitch, way outside. That swung on and missed. A curveball twisting away. And you're asking about down under. That was definitely down under. 0-2 the count. Colt 45 is trying not to waste this opportunity after an error, and then now with the bases loaded. 0-2 pitch. Two-seamer swung on and missed for strike three. Lindholm had something to say to Vela as he strikes him out, and that ends the inning. So for Lindholm, fired up, allows a single, a hit by a pitch, and then for good measure, Aguayo able to get aboard via the error, but that does it for the Reading Colt 45s, who fail to cross home a run despite bases loaded with one out. At the end of four, we got a good one here, folks. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento New Baseball Order 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
It is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it for the band, can't pretend. Swings the bat like a little stripe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the fifth, or excuse me, top of the fifth inning, as Ramon Esparza will lead things off. Sends the first pitch high and deep into center field, but very playable. Back three steps, and making the catch is Crescetti, and there's one away. And again, you want to talk about a deep center field. 406 feet. So you gotta really be able to really sock it. And so far, Trey Thomas has been the only player so far this season to get it over that center field wall. Catch is taken on the outside corner for a strike to Drew Hansen. 0-1 the count. So Hansen, whose brother Duncan playing catcher, Drew in left field. 0-1 pitch. That's a curveball swung on and missed for strike two. And so for Fairweather, as much as we want to talk about the offense, this is also an audition to see how Fairweather can do in a duel like this. 0-2 pitch, curveball, Uncle Charlie for strike three. Man, that curveball absolutely working.
Bringing to the plate, your beer man.
For Reese Fairweather.
Charlie. Wyatt Winowski. Charlie Fair.
And so here is Winowski, who takes down and away for ball one. Man, gotta give Reese a nickname too, man. I feel like here's the 0-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted into left field, going back to his right. Seven steps, putting his bum up, making the catch.
Here he's breaking the price, however. And now
is Giesig, and that ends the inning. And so for Reese Fairweather.
This is for two. Reserve.
The lefty emu able to get it done. The 6'3" man going five innings, allowing just one run so far. We are halfway home as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Colt 45s, 2-1. And while we take a break, me and Tyler are going to find out a good nickname for this stud left-handed pitcher from Melbourne, Australia.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right, well, bottom of the fifth inning, and it gives me great joy to sit down with one of my favorite people. I coach him in Little League, and I'm here with my starting shortstop, pitcher, and leadoff hitter, Lincoln Torres. Lincoln, what's going on tonight, man? Congratulations on making Shasta Dam Little League the All-Star team. Just answer the question. He's a very quiet guy. His name, by the way, Linkin. I guess you were named after Linkin Park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Dude, you were like so quiet. Now I get you on the interview, and now you get mom spaghetti. What's going on tonight? You nervous?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, why?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
It's kind of, I don't know. It is.
It is a tight ball game. So, just based on how I coach you, what does Giacomo got to do here?
Who's that?
He's the guy that just hits one hard into left field for a base hit. Oh, yeah. You never been to one of these games? Have you ever been to an MLB game?
No.
This is your first professional baseball game? Wow. Holy cow, Tyler. We got a lot to teach this guy.
Oh, man. Okay. He's got a lot to learn.
Man, this is your first ever professional baseball team. How do you like it so far?
Oh, it's super. It's nice. They're really good.
Okay, well, I heard your mom tell me that besides being a great baseball player, you're also a culinarian. So tell us a little bit about your cooking skills.
I'm not that. I mean, I'm good. I can cook. Like, it's not that hard to cook, really.
It's not that hard to cook. All right. Well, she was telling me that you make steak just as good as Jack's.
I guess so. I've never had Jack's.
Nah, no. That's okay. You might be a couple of years away from Jack's Grill. So, man, you're taking in your first baseball, your first professional baseball experience, and we don't have hot dogs for you, man. I feel bad.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. All right, well, here is Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch to Reed. Taken down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. So how far do you want to take baseball?
As far as I possibly can. Hopefully MLB one day.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Here's the one. Oh, pitch, I'm going to be the one to take credit and say I got you there, right? 1-0 pitch is in the dirt, skips by the catcher, and into second safely goes Crissetti. Tyler, what do you have for Lincoln?
So, Lincoln, L-I-N-K-I-N, Lincoln Park. Do you think that's old people music or what?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah.
You think it's cool? I think it's cool, too.
See, we're raising this generation to be eclectic, okay? We're giving them both the classics that Jack Black gave us, because we're the School of Rock era. We got to pass the
School of Rock.
Oh, yeah, you like School of Rock? Pitch is taken on the outside corner for ball three. A little high to the 6'3" Hunter Reed. Three balls and no strikes. Okay, so if you were a character in School of Rock, which character are you?
I'm gonna probably Jack Black.
You're the guy leading the band? That makes sense. You led the band this year for our minors team. 3-0 pitch is taken for a strike, so 3-1 the count for Reed. With a 2-1 lead, he leads the Colt 45s with 7 home runs, Lincoln. Yeah, he's hit 7 home runs. Could be an 8th here. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung line hard down the third baseline and foul. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the good thing is we got to witness, your first managerial ejection. What'd you think of that?
He got ejected?
Yeah, he got ejected. Where were you?
Oh, I was kidding. I didn't know he got ejected.
Yeah, he got thrown out of the game.
Oh, I bought a signed ball.
Oh, nice. Wait, you bought a what? You bought a signed ball. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Strike 3 called. 2-seam action there by Noah Lindholm. Rings up Hunter Reed. Man, that ball ran nicely to the inside corner. And so the Colt 45s right now, who are having an unusual night, struggling with runners in scoring position so far. But now comes the guy who has been getting the job done, the owner of both Colt 45's runs, Trey Thomas. Here's the pitch to Trey. Changeup missing high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Question is, have you continued to practice?
Yeah, I've been going to the batting cages a lot with my grandma.
Oh yeah, that's good, man. That's a good grandma. That's a good grandma. Proud of grandma for that.
So let me ask you, Lincoln, is baseball a game to you still, or is it a lot of hard work, or is it a little bit of both?
It's kind of both, yeah.
Yeah? All right, so let me ask you this, though. Are you going to be a better baseball player than your cousin, Michaela Torres, is a soccer player?
Hopefully one day. Yeah, she's really good, so, yeah.
She is very, very good, though. Comes from a good line of athletes. Let me ask you this. When did you first find baseball?
I think I was like 6 or 7 years old. I got signed up, and that's when I first started playing. And then, yeah, I was all right. And then I kept practicing and practicing and got better. And then ever since, I just loved it.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'm glad that you got to join our team. We had some fun this year, didn't we? Oh, yeah, we did. Here's the 3-0 pitch taken inside for ball four. So Thomas reaches base for the third time today. And now here comes Jeremy Giesegg, who has been part of a pretty strong, 4-5 spot between Thomas and Giesegg. Who is 1-for-1, walked and hit a single in the fourth inning.
Hoping to hit him over the fence. Oh,
yeah.
Or no, over the net, I meant. So I can get a sign. That'd be so
absolutely
cool.
Here's the pitch taken for a strike. There goes the runners, and there won't be a throw. Crissetti seals third, and to second goes Thomas. Perfect pitch to go on, and you see that here. Let me give you some coaching here, Sonny boy. So when you take your lead off and you notice the guy throwing a breaking ball, and if you know that he's throwing a breaking ball, that's when you take off. Good little bit of it. Right there, here's the pitch up the middle. Oh, squeeze there at short. The throw home in time to tag out Crissetti, and there's two away. Nice play at short by Brett Griffiths. Hard grounder up the middle. Griffiths able to glove it spin and throw, and then applying the tag at home is Duncan Hansen. Two away. So some tough luck there for Giesig, who still reaches base, but instead of a single, it's a fielder's choice. 6-2, and with two away, Mason Johnson. Yeah? Well, I'll make sure that that happens. What do you think Mason's got to do here? What's your approach if you were him hitting?
I don't know. Just watch the ball all the way through and follow your swing. Follow all the way through with it.
Smarky, here's the first pitch. So that ball is flying hard down the left field line and foul, and that's out of play, and that is going to end up in the Safeway parking lot. In the meat section. Yeah, your dad works there?
Yeah, but in Bernie, he does like the meat.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, flared into right field, running under it, and making the catch. Yeah? Yep, well, that's called getting jammed, my man. Well, it was a appreciate you getting to talk to you about it. We'll definitely hang out some more, too. Hopefully we'll get some work in, and I'll draft you during fall ball. I call him first. I've already called tabs on you. Is that cool?
I don't know if I'm doing football. I'm doing football.
Oh, yeah? You're going to do football?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it.
All right. Well, you know what? Whatever you do, dude, I'm going to be rooting you on, dude. Thank you so much. That was Lincoln Torres, Shastam Little League Minors All-Star. Appreciate you for coming out and doing an interview. We'll be right back here as we have reached the end of five innings. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1450 AM, ACNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
All right, well, here we go to the top of the sixth inning, and we have ourselves a new pitcher trying to point out the number on him, and I believe, yeah, that is Ryan Davis. So Ryan Davis, who is pitching, the right-hander from Yuba City, California, who went to Butte College, and again, a guy who has been pretty strong in relief this year. Well, at least lately. So let's see what Davis can do. As he has 12 strikeouts, 11 walks, 12 earned runs, a 9 earned run average. And so, again, though, the key, and this is what Reese has been able to figure out as far as finding his rhythm, just being able to command the zone and throw strikes. Here's Davis, the first pitch. It swung on curveball, softly hit right back to him. Come back to the pitcher. Davis throws underhand to Thomas, and there's one away. Man, talk about getting exactly what you need when you need it.
Number three, Brett Griffiths.
And so here is Brett Griffiths. First hit swung on, line hard into center field for a base hit. Past the diving efforts of Dusty Vela. So the tying run is on base. Glad to be joined alongside my partner who I've gotten to know these last few months. And it's been a pleasure, Tyler. Way to keep it going over there in the booth and providing some excellent commentary, if I may say so.
Thank you very much. Blindly, too. Ray Charles style.
Ray Charles style, you said?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Here's the pitch in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. And so, for Griffiths, here's the 1-0 pitch taken inside under the armpits for strike two. Smells like Old Spice, possibly. And the count is 2-0. That's what I said, ball two. Here's the 2-0 pitch on the outside corner. The throw to second in time. Aguayo. Speaking of Old Spice, he just delivered from the extra. Jacking in right there, throws over to second and able to catch the stealing.
For a $50 gift certificate.
2-1 pitch inside for ball three.
No, it's not a gift certificate, it's like a voucher or something.
Three-one pitch, swung on, lined into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Nice play there by Mason Cassian, who thought at first of trying to make a diving effort, but instead quits on the brakes last second. One hops it in front and bodies up. So a two-out single by Keith.
Now batting first baseman, number 13, Carter Jones.
By Keith Shelton, and now here's Carter Jones. The pitch is taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes.
You know, it occurs to me, Ethan, these guys have probably played the equivalent of a spring training, and they're finally getting into form now.
Yeah? Oh, who?
The Colt 45s. They played about 35 games, and that's about what spring
training is. I wouldn't say that. I mean, they just got done playing an entire season of college ball, so.
I suppose. Not as a team, though.
Maybe. I don't know, for some of them. 2-0 pitch, that swung on and...
Foul ball brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Free Fire Radio.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's taken just a little bit outside for ball three. Three-one pitch, fastball taken high for ball four, and again, for the Colt 45s, going to rely on Davis, and for Davis right now, struggling a little bit with his command.
Now, catcher number 21 Alpha, Duncan Hansen.
And so Jones with the walk, and that will bring up Duncan Hansen, the tying run, is in scoring position. At second is Shelton. At first is Jones. Fastball taken away for ball one.
Working on getting that.
One ball and no strikes.
Number post. Stand by.
Davis. Heel set. Winds in, delivers 1-0 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball two. Nice play by Aguayo. Keeping in front of the throw to third, though. Not in time. Wild pitch there. Aguayo, though, did a pretty good job of keeping that ball in front and at least giving himself a shot at trying to nab. Shelton. And so with a 2-0 count, Davis having a chat with Aguayo. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Ticket stub number 079.
Let's get my attention.
Hey.
2-0 the count. J. 2-0 pitch. That's down and away for ball three. And so for Davis right now.
0-0.
He's fighting it right now. He has two outs, so should be one out away from getting out of it. But right now, command has been the issue. 3-0 pitch down the middle there for a strike. And so trying to come back against Hansen. 3-1, swung on, line to second, making the catch. Is Fragoso, and that ends the inning. And so for the Colt 45s, who are able to get out of the gym despite two singles and a walk, Davis is able to settle down and get a soft liner out of Duncan Hansen. No runs across for Sacramento NBO as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento. New baseball order, 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Reading Colt 45s feeling the blues a little bit with their bats. Only two runs across, but thanks to a five-inning gem by Reese Fairweather and a shutout sixth inning by Ryan Davis, the Colt 45s are still ahead 2-1. And here is Patrick Fragoso to lead things off. Fragoso will be followed by Aguayo and then Cassingham. The pitch to Aguayo, that's dropped in there for a strike. Two-seam action there. 0-1. 0-1 pitch, curveball in the dirt. And so for Lindholm, you got to give him credit. He's not blowing anybody away with his velocity, but his location of the curveball, the changeup, and getting soft contact, he has been pitching well. 1-1, four-seamer, just a bit outside. Two and one. Two-one, way outside for ball three. And so the Colt 45s haven't had much trouble getting runners on base. Three walks, hit by a pitch. 2-1, a little high for ball four. And so for Fragoso, who is aboard. And now, setting the plate and table is Fragoso to now set up Eric Aguayo, who is 0-2, hit into a 6-4-3 double play, and then reached on an error at first base. The pitch, that's taken very high for ball one, that Mount Shasta cheese above the head of Aguayo, and the count is 1-0. Fragoso. Wide lead, swung on and missed for strike one.
Aguayo and Members First Credit Union.
One ball and one strike, and we have the Members First Credit Union. If a player hits a ball in the hole in left center, if that ball is hit through a hole, a raffle ticket will be drawn, and somebody could win $10,000, but nobody has come close to that so far this season. Looking to bunt, taking inside the throw to first back on the bag is Fragoso.
You got to give it up to Fragoso. No at bats today, 3 times on base.
Yeah. Reminds me of last year when Bryce Tweed had 6 plate appearances and didn't record a hit. Here's a 2-1, and it is bunted beautifully into no man's land. The throw to first, not nearly in time. Erica Aguayo bunting it towards second. Nobody was home to answer the doorbell. And for Aguayo, he is aboard with an infield single. Man, talk about manufacturing hits. And Aguayo needed that for sure. He gets high fives from his teammates in the dugout. And we will see who the pinch runner is. And usually we haven't had a tight ball game like this, Tyler, but now with a 2-1 ball game, that pinch runner for Aguayo really becomes essential.
Absolutely, especially we're into the bullpen. We need that insurance run.
And so for Mason Cassingham, who has one home run this year for the 45s. And along with 14 runs batted in. Here's Cassingham. He's going to try his hand at bunting. Puts the barrel forward. Can't pull it back, and that will cost him a strike. So 0-1. The Colt 45 is trying to utilize some small ball here. Corners are in at the grass. Second and short. The shortstop shaded towards second. Second base playing more towards the gap, adjacent to right field. 0-1 pitch. That's taken high. The throw to third. Not in time.
Let's go.
Double steal there for Goso. Able to slide past the glove of Ian Heck, who is arguing that he was able to apply the tag, but apparently not. In four for Goso. Just able to get past. Heck, we don't need to go to New York for that one. Man, imagine if there was replay here. That'd be an upgrade, maybe. Pitch is swung on, taken. Fouled away.
That's foul ball.
One ball and two strikes. Now, we just got to get ourselves a working refrigerator first before we can start thinking about having instant replay here.
I think so.
Yep. 1-2. The pitch to Cassingham is swung on and missed for strike three. Ball's in the dirt. The throw to first in time, and Cassingham strikes out for the second time today. And there's one away. Runners are first to hold at second and third. And now here is Dusty Vela.
Dusty Vela.
And so, Vela with a golden opportunity. Infield is in right at the grass. The pitch swung on and missed for strike one. And so for Lindholm, right now continuing to throw his mixture of the two-seam the change up, the curve in the slider. Lindholm looking in, and he will set. The 0-1 pitch, that's waved at him, Mr. Strike 2. Again, it is a good day as a pitcher if you can have the offense gassing in right now. The Colt 45 is just looking uncharacteristically off balance at the plate. Maybe that'll change with this at bat. Vela with runners at second and third. At third is Fragoso. At second is the pinch runner for Aguayo. The 0-2, curveball swung on, rolled up along short, the throw to first, not in time! Oh, his foot was off the base! The first baseman's foot was off the base! He is beating his case right now that he was on, and meanwhile now I think we're going to get ourselves a timeout. Might have hurt his thigh a little bit trying to stretch out and make that play, and so Dusty Vela somehow with a run not coming home picks up an infield single, able to beat out the throw from short. I don't know. The throw was in the dirt, Tyler. Are you calling that an error? I thought it was going to be a bang-bang play, personally. But
no.
What do you think, being Ray Charles out there?
No, you know, I think that if it's coming between a low throw, it has to be a play that's just botched for it to be an error. That's a hit. I scored it a hit.
Yeah, no, that's a fair ruling. So for Dusty Vela, who is 2-for-3, and the bases once again loaded, the Colt 45s couldn't do anything with their opportunity in the fifth. Now they have to cash in here on the sixth. Shout out to Bob Anderson, who is listening from the clubhouse. He got thrown out in the fourth inning, arguing a balk call. So glad you could join us for this one. It'd be funny as heck if we could actually get him to call into the radio station right now.
He's available. He can call this radio station at 605-4565. We'll put him on.
All right. Well, Coach, let's try to put you on. You heard the number. Tell it again, Tyler. We're going to try to see if we can get the coach on in the clubhouse.
Good thing I'm saying it one more time because that was the wrong number. It's 605-4567. 530-605-4567. Call him, Bob.
All right. So let's try to see if we can get Bob to call in on the game that he got thrown out. Boy, this reminds me of a night when I was broadcasting junior college basketball at L.A. Pierce College in Los Angeles back in 2013. We had a coach named Ed Beebe, and great coach. But boy, oh boy, that guy was absolutely fiery, and he was like the Lou Piniella of junior college basketball coaches. He would just get mad and he'd be thrown out. And one time he got so mad about a blocked charge call, he gets thrown out of the game. But instead of going into the locker room, I'm broadcasting up in the press box, which is about, you know, 13 feet up. We got a great bird's eye view up there. There's this old TV with a big old antenna. It's from like the 1980s. He comes up here, starts marching around, clump, 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 starts cursing and barking at the referee. Snaps off the antenna, starts swinging the antenna, and continues to scream and yell at the referee. So Bob Anderson, though, much more relaxed and held that guy.
You call it passion. Here's buddy.
To Crescetti, who swings wide and hard into center field, and that ball is caught. Going to home base, and everybody is having to hold now with two outs. Boy, Crescetti hit that one on a rope, but positioned perfectly to make the catch was Wynalski in center field. So that nice sting a little bit, and now with the bases loaded, it's the man that the Colt 45s want up in designated hitter Hunter Reed, who is 1-for-3 today, singled in the first inning, and then flied to right and struck out looking.
I think he's trying to slice some salami here.
That's taking for a strike. What?
He's trying to slice some salami here. Let's go.
0-1, and I don't believe we have a grand slam that's been hit by the Colt 45s this year.
I don't think so either.
Nope. 0-1. Oh, and one, and Colt 45's fans talking at the pitcher. That's a new one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Nice sizzling by Reed to lay off the dirt cheese right there. One and one the count, and the Reading Colt 45's faithful on hand here to witness the classic. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1 Colt 45s with the bases loaded. 2-1 pitch. That's in the dirt, and it hits Reed. And the Colt 45s